Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Your boy Dylan Brooks here, ready to dive deep into something seriously important, especially with the world spinning like a top these days. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids? We all crave that elusive inner peace, that calm in the storm, that sense of serenity amidst the chaos. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, guess what? It's totally achievable, even with a million things vying for your attention. Today, we're talking about how to tap into that inner stoic warrior and find that peace, no matter what life throws your way. Here's the deal, folks. Inner peace isn't some mystical unicorn you stumble upon in a forest clearing. It's a practice, a skill you develop over time, like learning to play an instrument or ride a bike. It takes effort, dedication, and a whole lot of mindfulness. But trust me, it's worth every second. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle. If you keep pushing it with negative thoughts, stress, and anxieties, it gets tired and worn out. But if you train it with positive affirmations, gratitude, and acceptance, it gets stronger and more resilient. First up, let's talk about accepting what we can't control. Life is full of surprises, both good and bad. You can spend your days battling against the current, trying to force things to go your way, or you can learn to ride the waves, knowing that sometimes, you just gotta go with the flow. Think about it like this. When you get stuck in traffic, do you scream at the steering wheel, or do you put on some tunes and enjoy a little moment of peace? We all have those moments where things are out of our control, a missed deadline, a canceled flight, a spilled latte, or the humanity. It's how we react to these situations that defines us. Second, cultivate your gratitude muscle. Seriously, folks, being thankful for the good stuff in your life can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. Think about it. A warm bed, a loving family, a roof over your head, these are things many people take for granted. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the little things can truly boost your mood and bring a sense of peace. Third, practice mindfulness like it's going out of style. This isn't about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting om. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your senses, and noticing your thoughts without judgment. When you catch yourself getting caught up in worries or anxieties, gently bring your attention back to your breath, to the sound of your heartbeat, to the feel of your feet on the ground. Number 4. Learn to let go of expectations. Life rarely goes according to plan, and that's okay. When we hold on to rigid expectations, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Instead, try to embrace the unexpected, roll with the punches, and see what unfolds. Remember, flexibility is key. Sometimes, the greatest joys come from stepping outside our comfort zones and embracing the unknown. And finally, folks, remember to take care of yourself. Eat nourishing food, get enough sleep, move your body, and spend time doing things that bring you joy. When you prioritize self-care, you create a foundation of strength and resilience that allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and ease. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your boss is breathing down your neck. But instead of spiraling into a frenzy, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can handle this, and focus on tackling one task at a time. You find moments throughout the day to stretch, take short walks, or simply close your eyes for a few minutes and center yourself. You get through the day feeling calm, collected, and in control even if things got hectic. That's the power of inner peace, folks. It's not about being perfect, it's about finding that calm within yourself, no matter what life throws you away. Remember, you don't have to be a stoic superhero overnight. Start small, practice consistently, and celebrate your progress along the way. Embrace the journey, and trust me, you'll arrive at a place of incredible peace and strength. Now go out there and make some peace happen. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends, family, or anyone who could use a little extra calm in their lives. Until next time, keep it stoic, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.